Mr. President, at the outset, let me join previous delegations in congratulating you on your appointment and assuring you of Italy's full support for a productive meeting. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, the CCW and its annex protocols are fundamental instruments for creating and promoting international humanitarian law. Italy has always believed that the unique composition of this convention and its openness to specialized institutions and the civil society make it the appropriate forum to address current and emerging issues relating to weapons development and use. Universal membership is a key goal to be strongly supported. We call on states not yet party to ratify or accede to the convention and its protocols as soon as possible. Mr. President, one of the main challenges we face is the humanitarian impact of explosive weapons in populated areas. The use of such weapons can have a long-term impact on the recovery, development, and cultural life of affected communities. We deem of key importance that the rules and principles of IHL must be complied with in all circumstances. In this respect, we appreciated the Vienna Conference on Protecting Civilians in Urban Warfare, and we support the process potentially leading to a political declaration aimed at strengthening the collective commitment in this issue. We also welcome the intersectional work conducted so far in the framework of the CCW, which allowed in-depth exchanges on several issues of concern, including on mines other than anti-personnel mines. In our view, it is necessary to shed further light on the national approaches. Italy reiterates its concern on the growing use and impact of improvised explosive devices, which pose serious threats in conflict-afflicted and post-conflict areas. Both preventative and remedial strategies must be pushed to counter such threats at national and international levels. We therefore welcome ongoing work within IP2 on this issue. Mr. President, Italy especially welcomes the in-depth work carried out by the GGE on laws. Human control is fundamental to ensure that all weapons systems are developed, deployed, and used in compliance with the IHL. In particular, we deem it necessary for the decisions to produce little effects to remain in the hands of human beings. The continuation of the work of the GGE in the next 2 years will provide the opportunity to further discuss aspects relating to the characteristics and implications of laws, with a view to paving the way towards a consensual political declaration. Mr. President, finally, I would like to thank you for your efforts to address the financial situation of the Convention and its protocols. We welcome your proposals to ensure adequate financial liquidity to the CCW, and we are ready to continue engaging with all states' parties to identify long-term solutions. I thank you, Mr. President.